Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Because that which we hold on to, I couldn't have this without this. I wouldn't want to live without this. This person, this thing, this that. Oh, that which we hold on the tightest is probably where the testing will come, and that which we need to give to God. That which we surrender and give to God, we will receive back a greater treasure. Hopefully in this life, but certainly in eternity.
The truth is, God's made promises to you and He will never break them. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young concludes his message laughter and shares from Scripture how God is ready to provide for you even when it seems like He's asking too much. That's coming up in just a moment on The Winning Walk. Before we jump into Dr. Young's message, there's a powerful resource being offered this month that you'll want to hear about. One of the most important ways you can enrich your relationship with the Lord is through prayer. And Dr. Young wants to help you strengthen your prayer life and experience that deeper connection with God by sending you the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. You'll be inspired to embrace the power of prayer more intentionally every day. We'll send you the Winning Walk Prayer Journal as thanks for your donation today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and people all over the world through this program. So call now to request your copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Laughter Part 2.
Jehovah Jireh. So we have the test, severe test. Take your boy, climb that mountain, make him a burnt offering. And then we have the obedience. This is stunning to me. God gives this breathtaking command. And look at the next verse here. Abraham rose up early in the morning. Man, the next day. Saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. By the way, after one of our services, Clay asked me, why did they cut the wood right at the beginning of their trip and Laughter had to carry, 18 years old probably, all that wood on his back all the way up to Moriah, a 3 days journey? And I said, you know, I've never known. Then I knew exactly why. This is a shadow of Jesus carrying his wood up that same cross as he died for you and me. As the Father offered him a burnt offering, a living sacrifice on that altar for your sin and for my sin. They went up the mountain. And then notice this. This verse is so very interesting. Then on the third day, verse 4, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place far off. And Abraham said to his young men, two went with him beside his son. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey, and the lad and I, we will go yonder and worship. We will worship. And look at this. We will come back to you. We will go, Laughter and I. We will worship, Laughter and I. And we will come back to you. But the command was to take Isaac and make him and burn him up and make him a burnt offering. What's going on here? You got a conflict here. How does it work? I sing a little chorus to myself usually. It goes like, are there any valleys that seem to be uncrossable? Are there any mountains you cannot tunnel through? No, God specializes on things that seem impossible. He knows a thousand ways to make a way for you. So we have this conflict. We will go, we will worship, we'll come back. Man, Isaac, laughter is to be a burnt offering on this mountain. Now we understand that, we read it through with jaundiced eyes. Soren Kierkegaard wrote a little book called Fear and Trembling. And in this book, Kierkegaard says he doesn't get this story. He's saying it's a horrific story. A father asked to burn up his son, and he just says, boy, he talks about the obedience of Abraham, how exacting it was, and a lot of people stumble over this test, but it's because we don't understand it in the context of how Abraham saw it. Follow me. In that day, people didn't think individually. They thought in terms of family. And therefore, when the head of the family would die, he would leave most or all of his inheritance to the firstborn. Why? If he sorted out to all the individuals, they had 4, 5, 6, 10, 12, 15 children, all the power of the family would be dissipated. But if they stayed together, and the firstborn would control that family and be the progenitor there, the family, man, that gave them, that's the way it worked in the Middle East. And you read in the Bible, what were the Jews taught to do? What were all the other cultures taught to do? You give to God that which is first. The fruit would come in, they'd give first fruits to God. The harvest, the grain would come in, they'd give the first part of the harvest to God. And look there, remember the plagues in Egypt? What was one of the plagues? The judgment on the Egyptians. Your firstborn will be killed. Ooh. But the Israelites escaped that. How? Because a lamb was killed, and a lamb became the substitute for the firstborn. And therefore, when Abraham heard the call to present laughter, Isaac, as the firstborn, as a burnt offering, it wasn't like God said, Abraham, I want you to go to the tent and kill Isaac. Laughter. He'd say, no, that's not the voice of God. I had too many falafels last night. I mean, God wouldn't do that. Abraham, I want you to go kill Sarah. No, God would never do that. But when he said, Abraham, I want you to go offer Isaac, your firstborn, as an offering, he got that. He understood that. That's in the principle of the whole posture that we work through here. See, a totally different thing. And by the way, Isaac, laughter, got it as well. Look at the next passage, the passage of the lamb. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, laughter, his son, and he took the fire in his hand, a knife, and the two of them went together. And laughter spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, my father? He said, here I am, my son. Then he said, look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the offering? Abraham answered, I don't know. I don't know. But he said, Jehovah Jireh. Oh, yeah. Jehovah Jireh. I don't know where the offering is. And you're supposed to be the burnt offering, but he didn't know how this was going to happen. And he said, God will provide for him the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound up Isaac, his son, 18-year-old, 19-year-old son, much stronger, more powerful than his dad, without any question. Isaac knew he was the firstborn. He understood what was going on and not what exactly going to take place. And he bound laughter, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took a knife to slay his son. But the angel called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And the Lord said, I'm sure glad to hear from you. Here I am. And then look what happens.
for listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there is more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. Before we dive back into today's teaching, some people think prayer is like a child's letter to Santa, a wish list full of things you might or might not get. But the truth is, prayer is something much more powerful. Prayer is like oxygen for your soul that lets you experience life with God. And Dr. Ed Young wants to help you keep your prayer life vibrant with the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. We'd like to send you this exciting resource as our way to thank you for your support today to help the Winning Walk continue encouraging you and people everywhere with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to give and request your own copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now here's a sneak preview of the teaching coming up after the break.
He was taught to climb and live his life on an altar. Parents, that's what we must build in our kids.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So, we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now, once again, here's Dr. Ed Young with more of today's message, Laughter.
And God said, "Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God. There you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, there was a ram caught in the thicket by the horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering. And Abraham called the place Jehovah Jireh. You see what's going on? God knew the firstborn would be given to him. And he says, "Abraham, you've taken a little laughter. And I want to make sure he hasn't taken my place in your heart. He hasn't become an idol. He hasn't become what all your life revolves around, this 18 or 19 years you've had this son of promise. He is the firstborn. I want you to take firstborn and submit it to me as a burnt offering." And God saw the willingness of Abraham, and then God knew that he was now first place, and nothing was ahead of him in the heart and the mind of Abraham, of God, Abraham. Beautiful thing. George Jagger, you might remember the story, tragic story. George took his father and three sons out into the Atlantic fishing, and a storm came, 6-foot waves. The water was filling the boat, and he had all the Jagger boys put on their life jackets, tied them together, went into the ocean. They fought the waves. They couldn't make it to shore. The youngest son, Cliff, at the bottom, he finally said, "I can't fight any longer. I'm going to Jesus." And that father watched his youngest die, his next son, and then his daddy died tied close to him. 9 hours later, he swam to shore, never cutting loose any of his family, though he knew they were dead. George Jagger saw as a dad. Oh, his father die and his boys die, and he saw them as they died with confidence because he'd built into them Jesus. Laughter got on that altar. Why? Because he'd been on that altar. He had been a worshiper. He'd watched his dad worship. He'd been many times with his dad. He knew he could be the offering. He knew he was a miracle son. He knew if somehow he was killed that God would bring him back to life again. He didn't have any problem. He was taught to climb and live his life on an altar. Parents, that's what we must build in our kids. So when the bottom of their lives falls out, or the bottom of our lives falls out, when we want God to say yes and he says no, they will see that we have a firm foundation on Jesus Christ that is beyond this life and beyond the suffering of the day. Two little principles. That which you and I grip the tightest, that which we make most important, most valuable for us to go on, for us to live, whatever that which you and I grip the tightest, is that in all probability we need to give to God. Because that which we hold on to, I couldn't have this without this. I wouldn't want to live without this. This person, this thing, this, that. Oh, that which we hold on the tightest is probably where the testing will come, and that which we need to give to God. Second word, that which we surrender and give to God, we will receive back a greater treasure, hopefully in this life, but certainly in eternity. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh. Our Heavenly Father, we rest on that promise, and we know that Isaac, and his dad Abraham are just shadows of you, our Heavenly Father, and your Son Jesus. As you went to the same mountain and he was offered as the firstborn, a sacrifice for all of us. And we know this is a type or precursor of that which was to come in the scripture we've looked at today. Father, thank you that you are a God who provides a substitute. You gave the lamb instead of laughter, but you gave your son Jesus, and he paid the price that we should have paid for our sin as the firstborn, the firstborn. Father, some here in this service didn't plan on it. Maybe they did. They need to put their flag up for Jesus Christ and say, I want Christ to run my life. I've run my life long enough. I come to Christ. I want cleansing. I want forgiveness. I surrender all. Others here, Father, are Christians. They need a church where they can worship and serve and grow and anticipate going there, because they know not only God will speak, but there will be praise and fun and family and friends and a challenge to move on. Lord, may this be the time that a teenager or a couple or a single adult walks this aisle and says, you know, I want this family to be my family. I'm a Christian. Lord, use this invitation, we pray in Jesus' name.
This message, Laughter with Dr. Ed Young, will continue in just a moment. But right now, we want to remind you about a special resource available to you, the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Whether you're new to prayer or you've been coming to the Lord daily for decades, this journal will help you experience God in richer ways. With devotional selections developed from some of Dr. Young's messages, along with space for you to record your own thoughts and prayers, the Winning Walk Prayer Journal invites you to have a more meaningful, powerful prayer life. We'll send you this encouraging resource as thanks for your donation today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word coming to you and others all over the world through the Winning Walk. So call now to give and request your copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after this short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Young. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional when you go to winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. Well, before we leave you today, Dr. Young is here to answer a couple of questions coming out of the message we've just heard. Dr. Young, you mentioned today that we're all guilty of creating idols sometimes. How can we tell if something good, like our families or even ministry, is becoming too much like an idol?
It's difficult to tell. It's not something you can logically figure out. You just think about what is of utmost importance to me. What are the four or five things that I think are essential to my life? And if one of them begins to grow and get out of proportion as to how you spend your time, where your mind is, where your money is, where you invest so much of yourself into something that's independent of God, and it begins to have higher priority. It may be golf. It may be some kind of pleasure. It may be your mate. It may be, man, I've got to go to work. I've got to do this. That becomes your idol. So at the back up, ask God, Lord, am I truly right with you? Do I truly place you at the very pinnacle of my life? Does my life revolve around you, or does it revolve around I, me, mine, mine, or some agenda that I have? Another way is when you're by yourself, no demands, nothing's going on before you go to sleep at night. Where does your mind go? Where does your interest go? What really gives you pleasure? This may perhaps point to something that is idolatrous to you. If so, take that idol before God, and he'll destroy it. He will kill it. He will take that idol and maybe put it in a lesser place in your agenda and in your life. He breaks down. He destroys idols. And either if they're evil, they're totally obliterated. If there's something that's good that you're putting ahead of him that is best, he'll let you know. Just spend time with him. He'll let you know, because you're a member of his family. You're in Christ. He will let you know and put his finger right on that which is keeping you from being free and liberated and a true worshiper of God.
Very helpful. Thank you, Dr. Young. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope the Holy Spirit is moving through today's message to help you in your own winning walk with Christ. And we want to help you even further by sending you the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Prayer is as essential to your spiritual life as air is to your physical life. And this encouraging resource helps you cultivate the habit of intentional prayer so you can experience a deeper connection with the Lord. With devotional selections developed from some of Dr. Young's messages, along with space for you to record your own thoughts and prayers, you'll be inspired as you see how God responds to you when you seek Him in prayer. We're excited to send you a copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal as thanks for your gift to help keep this program strong, encouraging you and people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and request your copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Come back tomorrow as Dr. Young shares proven truth to help you guard against the dangers of favoritism.